Hey, I'm Brock with Brock Entertainment, and this is the I Do IQ podcast, where each and every week we're going to be discussing the latest in wedding and event trends. And in the end, you will have the best wedding and event experience ever. This is the I Do IQ podcast. Let's begin.
Welcome back to the I Do IQ podcast. I'm your host, Brock. We got Brittany Bloom in the house.
Hello, hello.
How you doing this amazing day, Brittany?
I'm good.
If you ever want to be a guest, let us know.
Come find us. We'll have fun.
At I Do IQ podcast, and we'll try to get you on. I let you pick the topic today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about 32 songs to avoid playing at your wedding, according to Brides Magazine.
And Brides Magazine.
I want to see how you feel about these.
Okay.
Because I think some of them are like, okay, that makes sense. And some of them like, I don't know.
All right, I'm pulling this up as well.
Okay.
Because this is online.
Okay. Yes, it is. So number one is Every Breath You Take by The Police.
I've never played that song in a wedding.
I feel like you can't. It's creepy.
Yeah, I've never thought about playing that song.
It's so creepy.
And the only reason I'd play it is if the bride and groom wanted me to play
it.
And
which, I can't remember.
Which is the common answer for all these songs, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. I Will Always Love You, because technically it's a breakup song.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Bittersweet Memories, That Is All I'm Taking With Me. So Goodbye, Please Don't Cry.
Oh, wow. I never thought
about that. I never thought about that either.
I may have played it when I first started DJing, but I don't know that I played it since. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's the same with Make You Feel My Love by Adele. That's also a breakup song.
Which is also, years ago, 10 plus years ago, it was a first dance song.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I played that a lot.
Uh-huh. I know.
And it's a breakup. Most of these songs that are slow.
I'd go hungry. I'd go black and blue, and I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. It's about the desperation in the breakup aftermath.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And I'm sure the couples didn't know that either.
No, of course not.
Wow. Okay.
The Scientist by Coldplay.
I've played it as background music.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, because it's pretty.
Again, it's a breakup ballad.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. They all are. My Heart Will Go On.
I don't know that I've ever played that unless it was a joke.
Well, okay. So people are just saying, although it's like a beautiful song, it's hard to listen to without thinking of Leonardo DiCaprio sinking to the bottom of the sea.
That's true. It is a beautiful song. And it was probably big when it came out.
When it came out. Now it's not so much. No. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really mind it so much. Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
But I don't play it at like dancing. It's more of a dinner background
right.
song.
But I don't know if you knew this. The song refers to fickle commitment and getting married out of intoxication.
Oh, so being drunk.
Yeah. Hey, we're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, do you want to go get married?
I guess.
I mean, it's like Vegas. It's fine.
Wow. Okay.
Single ladies. You don't want to like single everybody out.
I don't like to play that.
I don't either.
And I choose a different song if they're doing a bouquet toss, unless they choose that one.
Okay. So here's, I'm interested to know about this one because you're a big U2 fan. The Sweetest Thing.
I don't know. I've never
played it. You've never played it?
I may have played it as a background song, but not.
Okay. Yeah.
Why?
What's wrong with that? It's an apology. It's Bono's apology to his wife for forgetting her birthday.
Oops.
Whoops.
Oops.
I mean, I don't know. I Will Survive.
I've only played that.
It gets played at the end of the night sometimes.
People request it.
Yeah.
I was petrified.
It's about a relationship going south.
Of course.
Of course. White Wedding by Billy Idol.
I used to play that when I was first starting out in DJing.
Really?
It had wedding in it. And I didn't know any better, but I don't think I've played it in years.
It's about an ex-girlfriend marrying somebody else.
Of course.
Of course it is. I mean, Tainted Love.
I have played that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't play it that often, but I have played it.
They say that the lyrics may seem out of place at a wedding. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you, though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go.
So I don't think a lot of these songs, people are actually
caring about the lyrics. They're just jamming out. Yeah.
Like the next one.
Yeah. You give love a bad name. That's just a good party song.
And people will sing at the top of their lungs.
Yes. Yeah.
We're halfway.
I don't agree with all of these.
Yeah.
I think it's a good one because people get on the dance floor.
True.
Baby Got Back.
I have played that.
Oh, I've heard this at several weddings.
But
it needs to be at the end of the night.
You gotta know your crowd.
Yeah, you have the right crowd. Grandparents need to have gone home. Like, yeah.
It says save it for your next karaoke night. Sometimes it's just a banger that keeps people on the dance floor because they're like, oh, I know this one.
I'm with you.
And they get excited about it.
Same with Bootylicious.
Never played it.
Really?
I don't think I've ever played Bootylicious.
I think it's because it's a little bit too old for the generations getting married right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like our generation from like when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't mind Sharia Moore by Stevie Wonder.
If I played it, it's been during dinner.
Okay.
Mo Sharia Moore.
That's fair. That's good. I think that's very dittery. I like that.
Because it's just background music. You're not paying attention to the lyrics.
It says the lyrics are borderline stalkerish. Meh, who cares? Before he cheats.
Every wedding. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, wait, what?
Every wedding before the ceremony. No.
I mean, this one makes sense to me.
I've never played it.
I get this one. Unless she's trying to make a statement. Like,
yeah, it's a good point.
Thank you, next.
No.
No.
Never.
Never. Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
A lot.
Everybody loves this.
Yeah.
It's a women empowerment anthem. Or single empowerment.
But most people are not caring about the lyrics. They just like the beat.
The song is catchy.
Because they can sing it and dance to it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mamma Mia by ABBA. Again, it has to be the right crowd.
So, well, here's the deal. Mamma Mia, for us as a company, that song has been requested a lot.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yep.
That song in particular for either Bouquet Toss's entrance, stuff like that. And I was perplexed by it, but
it's ABBA's catchy.
Big right now.
ABBA's, yeah. Well, it's like the disco era. People are really kind of into, you're seeing disco balls everywhere in weddings right now.
Well, disco, you probably hate me saying this, people, but one of the best eras of dancing.
I agree.
Any of those songs, you put them on, you can dance to them.
Agreed.
Unlike songs today that are more chill and it's like hard to dance to.
Right. You're kind of like, you're 70s in that, I don't know, have you bangers. Watched Hit? You're in that safe space of like taking step to step. That's like,
and they have a beat to them that you can dance to a lot easier.
So, but it is technically about a toxic cycle of being cheated on, breaking up, and then getting back together.
Of course it is.
Yeah. All the good ones are.
Yeah.
The Macarena.
Making a resurgence.
I can't stand that song.
I don't like it either.
I can't stand it.
But so many people request it. And here's the deal. Not only at weddings, high school dances.
Why?
Can you believe that? Because the 90s are back.
Ugh.
So the Macarena, I don't like playing line dances.
I don't either.
But if I get so many requests or they're not dancing, I'll play one.
Mm-mm.
Macarena.
No.
And the deal with the Macarena is you can do the Macarena to any song.
Yeah.
Literally any song.
It's the movements, but people like the stupid song.
Yeah. It's got a resurgence.
When I got married, we had a do not playlist, which we could talk about later, but I told my husband, I told Eric, I was like, we are not doing group dances.
Like, I don't like group
you
dances.
You can get one.
Right.
That's all you're getting. Because I grew up going to bar and bat mitzvahs, which is where it's all you did. I was over it.
So the only reason that we do group dances is if
get people on the
people
floor.
Aren't dancing. Yeah. It's the only
I get
reason.
That. Staying Alive by Bee Gees.
From time to time. And I have a different version that is a remix that I will play where I can get the crowd singing along and dancing.
I don't agree with this next one.
Yeah.
Gangnam Style.
I don't play it unless specifically requested.
I think but if it's requested, people love it.
When it was first out, I remember the first time I played it. I was DJing a wedding in Springfield and my buddy Matt, it was his wedding. He goes, have you played or heard the new Gangnam Style? I'm like, nope. Pulled it up on YouTube, played it. They went nuts.
Uh-huh. People love it. It's fun.
I don't even think about playing it anymore.
Yeah. Rude by Magic?
Nope. Never.
Fair. Who let the dogs out? Who is playing that song at a wedding? Like, really?
I would only play it if the couple was really big in the dogs. Like, they have their dog there.
I would
they
say requested would have to, it. I feel if it's requested or they okay it.
Right.
Because I wouldn't feel just like play that's it. One that's going to clear the dance floor.
No.
Dear Future Husband by Meghan Trainor.
I have had couples request that for bouquet tosses.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And Meghan Trainor.
I love Meghan Trainor.
Random story. My buddy is a videographer and his wife is a photographer in Michigan, in Traverse City. And she was at his wedding the other day.
That's amazing.
And then he messaged me and told me, he goes, I don't know who that is. And he sent me a picture. And I go, you don't know Meghan Trainor?
How do you not know Meghan Trainor?
And they looked her up and figured it out. But I'm like, come on, buddy.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Latch by Disclosure.
I have played it by request.
Yeah. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Now I've got you in my space. I won't let go of you. Got you shackled in my... I don't know. It's fine.
I'm latching onto you.
Yeah.
It's not bad. That's good.
Dancing on My Own by Robin.
I don't know that I've ever played that song.
Okay. Fair. Heartbreaker by Mariah. No.
Good song. Never played it.
You Don't Own Me. I don't think I've ever heard this at a wedding.
By Say Grace.
It's actually... I love the song. I do, but I've never heard it at a wedding.
I don't know what that song is.
No, and it's not super like mainstream either, at least here.
Uh-huh.
Bad Romance.
Only after it came out because she was so hot.
Yeah.
And that song was so big at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By request. Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
I may have played that once or twice.
Yeah, but now it's too old. People don't really... Whatever.
Say my name.
Jolene.
No.
Jolene. Unless requested. I've had couples that are like really into Dolly.
And wanted to hear Jolene?
I feel like I've heard it before at a wedding,
It's a good song.
Yeah.
But is there a reason? Let's see.
What
I'm begging of you, please... Don't take my man, Jolene.
She's begging someone not to steal her man.
Just please don't take him because you can. Yeah. makes sense. But like I said, a lot of lyrics and songs
people don't listen to. They just like the beat and they'll just sing it not knowing. Yeah.
That were there. Yeah.
I know, it's crazy.
I had somebody tell me the other day, it was a corporation that we do work for, and they sent me a list of songs not to play, and Don't Stop Believing was on that list.
Why?
Well, a lot of the times when I would DJ for them, we'd end with Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, I feel like that's
because it gets everybody together, they sing it, and it's a good ender for the night. And like, that song is about a prostitute. And
is it really?
What? I looked it up. No, it is not.
I didn't think so.
Not at all. And I hit him back and go, where did you hear that information? Because that's not even remotely true. I don't care to not play the song. That's fine.
But like,
it's not about a prostitute.
Be informed.
And I sent them the link where the writers are talking about what the song's about. I go, here's what the song's about. It's just a classic song.
What'd they say?
They didn't respond.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to not play a song just because.
I think do not playlists, though, are extremely important.
Yeah.
Every couple should have a do not playlist.
I agree.
Yeah.
But you don't have to make it super long because
because
a lot of times the songs that you don't want to hear are
the songs that everybody else wants to hear
and that your guests will dance to the most.
I think it needs to be stuff that is, there has to be like a reason. I mean, if you don't like it, fine. You know, like I had a girl who did not want to hear any Bruno Mars. Like she hates Bruno Mars.
Right.
And I think that's totally fair. Like if you don't like a certain artist, put that down.
Yeah.
For me, I know we've talked about this. Jesse's Girl was not allowed to be played at my wedding because my ex's name is Jesse. So my husband did not want that song played.
No.
I get that. That's
I wouldn't play
fine.
Jesse's Girl to begin with.
Well, yeah, it's not really a wedding song in my opinion, but
some of those songs that I see on Do Not Playlist, I'm like, I would never even
some people don't like
this song.
Want to hear Sweet Caroline anymore, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But
stuff like that.
When you're looking at your list, and I think I've talked about this before, I did a wedding years ago. They gave me a Do Not Playlist and a playlist. The Do Not Playlist had over 250 songs.
Oh my
gosh. They spent way too much time.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And all the songs.
At most, there should be like 10.
All the songs were the songs that the people wanted to dance to. And the bride said, no, no, no. If this is requested, no. And the group wanted to dance, but every song they wanted to dance to.
At that point, you just like have to just like throw your hands up.
And so
like,
she only wanted her playlist played, which at
what's
the time,
the point?
I was new and I didn't know what I was doing. So I'm like, okay. And all her songs were just bad songs. And at the end, I said, you know, thanks for having me. You know, I hope you had a good time. She's like, yeah, I wish more people would have danced. And
well,
I looked at her and I go,
do your job.
I go, really? She goes, yeah, I was hoping more people would dance. I go, two things. You didn't dance to your own songs. And number two, I go, everybody wanted to dance, but you wouldn't let me play the songs they wanted to dance to.
Right.
She's like, well, yeah, we didn't want to hear those. So I guess that's that. Like,
some people are like that. Some, and
it ended 2 hours early.
You have to roll with it sometimes. But then, you know, I tell my clients, and I'm like, look, give me a must-haves of like 5 to 10 songs that you really, really want to hear throughout the night. And then, you know, do the same for your Do Not Playlist. But otherwise, you're hiring a DJ because they're experts in their field.
Right.
Let them do their job. And you have to trust your planner to make sure they're leading you to the right vendor that can do what you want them to do. That's why you hire us.
Well, and I've had to put in my contract and in my dealings with couples, we're not playlist DJs.
No.
Anybody can be a playlist DJ. Right. You don't need to spend money on a DJ if you just want a playlist DJ.
No.
But what we do is...
And your friend that has like a speaker and an iPhone is not a DJ.
Not a DJ. We work the crowd. We work the night. We know what works to keep people moving on the dance floor, all that. And we'll still get...
Yeah.
You know, couples, I'm like, don't spend a ton of time making requests on our form. Just give us a few and then we won't play them all.
Well, if one of your
but
most...
we'll do our best to work them in.
Yeah. And if one of your most important things is the atmosphere of your wedding and you just want people to have fun, you have to trust your vendors to do that. You have to trust your planner to give you the right people. You have to trust your DJ to make or band to make that happen for you. And you have to like let go of those reins a little bit.
Yep.
Because that's what we're here for.
That is true. We had a couple book us for their just a reception. They had gotten married a few months ago and had a reception locally, and they sent us a request list. Well, the DJ was working the songs in because most of the songs were rap songs that you can't dance to.
Okay.
And the groom was like, are you going to play my playlist? He's like, yeah, I've been working them in, but dance floor is packed, right?
Yeah. The moment you play those rap songs.
I want you to play my songs. He's like, okay. Turned it over, cleared the dance floor.
Yeah.
He'd work in some requests and the best man could, are you going to play his effing playlist? It's like, yeah, but I'm trying to make this a party.
Sometimes
he wants to hear his music. Okay. And sometimes you just got to do that with the clients, but it stinks for your guests.
Yes.
So if you're getting married and you're like, we're so adamant about only playing our songs.
They're not doing it for the guests. They're just doing it for themselves.
What you got to know about your reception is it's not just you there.
I mean,
we're shining the light on you, but if you want your guests to stay and have a good time, because you're throwing a party, do you want your party to be fun or just what you want?
Right. And you have to make that decision, because if it's just what you want, that's fine. But you have to understand, you can't get mad at your DJ or your band or whoever. Oh my gosh, well, nobody was dancing. This was such a da 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 da. Well, that's on you because you didn't want to let us do our jobs.
You know what sucks though for people in my position is when we have to play those songs that we know aren't going to work and the guests don't know
but
that we are being told that's the only thing we can play.
Right. On the other side though, when you get those clients that let you do your job and let you like just kind of like take hold, it becomes so epically awesome.
It's so much more fun.
It's so great. And when and sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly the style right in the beginning. Uh-huh. And so you start playing, you know, the typical wedding songs that you would play that get people on and it's not really working. But then you adjust to like whatever and you find that one song that everybody gets on and you just keep going.
Oh, here we go.
And
here we go.
And you figure it out. And that is so cool to watch. Like as a planner standing in the back watching you guys do your thing, it is really cool to see you guys do that and like that light bulb kind of hit when you find out, okay, this is the genre. They like punk rock, you know, or you know, the emo stuff from when we were 16 or whatever. Cause I had a couple like that and they just, you know, they were having fun. But the moment that what was it? Like Fall Out Boy came on, the entire room just lost it. And so they realized like that was what we needed to stick with and it worked.
No, when we find what works and we hit that sweet spot, it's like, oh,
it's perfect.
Here we go. Now I know.
Yes.
And then, yeah, if you trust your DJs, your wedding planners, your vendors in general, you just trust them.
We'll make magic.
Your
happen,
life is going to be so much easier and your wedding is going to be so much more enjoyable.
Yeah.
That is the key takeaway from today.
It is.
There we go. That was a good episode. I like that.
I like that. It was fun.
Wedding songs. If you want to add to this list, just hit us up at, I almost said Brock Radio Show. No. I Do IQ Podcast
on Instagram. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Hit us up. You can catch a new episode every Wednesday.
And let us know your favorite wedding songs too.
Yeah. Hey, what's your website?
My website, bbloomeventsanddesign.com.
Go there and check her out. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening and make sure to subscribe and expect a new exciting episode each and every week. Please follow us on social as well at I Do IQ Podcast. If you have a guest recommendation or a topic you would like to hear discussed on the podcast, please let us know.
The I Do IQ Podcast is recorded at the Civil Republic Production Studio in Bentonville, Arkansas and produced by me, Brock. For more information about Brock Entertainment, visit djbrockentertainment.com.
Thank you again and we'll see you on the next episode.